Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I want to jump into a passage that Paul writes to the church in Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Beginning in verse 14, the text says, "For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised." What does it mean to be controlled by the love of Christ? Think about it. In most cases, this would be a negative thing. They're just so controlling. That doesn't sound good, does it? But think about this. Paul is actually rejoicing when a follower of Jesus submits to the controlling love of Jesus. Again, when we think about people who are controlling, we think about folks who are trying to force their own needs or their own desires or their own will onto somebody else. We don't think about that being a good thing. But the word from 2 Corinthians 5 that we translate as control in our English language is really multifaceted when you break the text down. It can mean to control, yes, or to compel, maybe to urge, or to be seized with. Paul takes this word and he points us in one direction, to the cross of the Lord Jesus. On the cross, that's where the truest display of love that the world has ever seen took place. We see a love that cares not for its own needs, but gives freely and sacrificially for the life of the world. It is the opposite of being controlling. It is the opposite of manipulative. It is a love that we rightly fear and avoid. You see, to submit ourselves to the controlling love of Jesus is to open ourselves up to receive the pure and holy love of God the Father. As we receive the love of God, we are compelled and urged to model and direct our own life after this self-giving love. We are seized with, remember that, the love of God, and therefore compelled to live no longer for ourselves, but for Jesus, because he is enough. He alone is worthy. We embark, if you will, upon this lifelong journey toward Christlikeness. On this journey, we are invited to take our broken and messed up views of love and place them at the foot of the cross, and we come to Jesus and ask him to heal the wounds of our heart that we might be made whole again. We ask him to give us eyes to see what true love is. That way, we can surrender to it, submit to it, and we can love others with the love that he gives to us. It is indeed a paradoxical thought, but the controlling love of Jesus is the only way to true and perfect freedom. My friend, grab that paradoxical thought today and allow yourself to live in perfect freedom, being submitted to the will of the Lord Jesus, who gave his life for you. Thanks for sharing this time with us on the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. We look forward to seeing you back tomorrow as we dig into another piece of scripture. Bye now.